Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fine.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after, that's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. And it's good to have be good to continue to be with you. It's always a pleasure to stay with you. Thank you for being part of our day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Rich Horwath is with us. He's highly intelligent, too. He's president of the Strategic Thinking Institute. He's a former strategy officer and professor of strategy at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. He's the author of Deep Dive. And he's here to talk to us about strategy, our strategy for our small businesses. Rich Horwath, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, as always. Rich, one of the things that I keep telling my audience about is, and I was telling them a little earlier in the hour when I told them you were going to join us, is that executing and operating are very important. You got to do that. You got to operate efficiently, profitably. You got to execute. Nothing happens until somebody pulls the trigger. But all of that has to have some direction. It all it should be part of a plan. Somebody should be looking down the road to see where the company needs to be executing, to see what we should be operating toward. What are our operating goals? And unfortunately, small business owners don't do enough of that. And I'd like to, one of the things that I've been doing recently is encouraging them to at least try to do a strategy as maybe as little as just not causing the baggage of this year to be taken into next year, like, you know, inventory and receivables and things like that. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, I love the analogy, first of all, that you just brought up with the car and looking down the road. I mean, to me, that's a great analogy. You know, the road is your strategy and the car is your execution. And I think, to your point, too many business owners, you know, they're in a high performance car. They're in a Ferrari. They're in a Lamborghini. And the problem is that they may be on a road that's headed over a cliff. And so you could have the highest performance car in the world, but if you don't have a good strategy, if you don't have a good road to follow, then it's not going to matter. So
right.
I think you're right. I think, you know, going into the next year, especially in December here, you know, you've got to have a good vision of where you're going to go. And I think, to your point, one of the ways that you can declutter that vision is to think about, what are we not going to do next year? What are some of the things that we need to jettison before we get into next year? And to your point, it might be it might be equipment, it might be some inventory, it might be some policies maybe that are getting outdated,
right.
Some of the tactics. You know, are we doing some new things? Because like you said, if we're carrying the same baggage that we had this year into next year, then how different can our performance be?
Well, and you're subjecting the promise of a new year, the hopeful promise of a new year, you're subjecting that the old baggage on that. And that's that, you know, I don't know if you've ever done this, but you know, I remember years ago going to the store to buy a new suit, and I'd step up on the little step there for the guy to adjust the length of the pants, and I'd look down and realize that my old shoes didn't look too good with my new suit. and so, you know, I realized that they didn't look so bad with the old pants, but with the new shiny pants, my old shoes didn't look too good. And that's what we do sometimes. We take an old pair of shoes, and I like the fact that you brought up policies, because a lot of times policies are like, you know, like they're like regulations in the government. Once they get established, it's hard to kill them, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think the reason is because, you know, we as human beings love the status quo. We like things
right.
to stay the same. And to your point, with the analogy of the shoes and the pants, you know, we can't change things piece by piece all the time. We've got to take time as business leaders to step back and look at the whole picture you know, look at the whole ensemble and say, you know, does this all fit together? And that's why I'm such a big advocate of developing a system of strategy on one page that you can say, what are the 3 to 5 strategic themes that are going to drive our business in 2012? And then what are the activities or tactics, to your analogy, the shoes that are going to go with those? And does everything fit and work together?
Right. Well, exactly. And the thing is, folks, if you've whatever policies you have that touch customers in any way, you have to ask yourself, do these still work with my own customer expectations? That's a big deal. Rich, when we come back, I'm going to get you to help us develop that one pager. We're going to talk some more about this, folks, with our good friend Rich Horwath. We're going to develop a one-page strategy plan for you after these messages. His book is called Deep Dive. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In that house on the hill, knocking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.